Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 16th. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the spiritual fathers in our church. And happy day of reading God's Word as we try to engage the Scriptures so that God's Spirit might be teaching us from His Word. Lord, what do you have for us today in your Word? Well, we're in Acts chapter 7, verses 30 through 60, and this is the continuation of Stephen's address before the council. Remember, he has kind of given them a history of the Old Testament people, of the Israelites, and we made it to the section where he's talking about Moses and when Moses goes to the burning bush, beginning in verse 30. 40 years later, in the desert near Mount Sinai, an angel appeared to Moses in the flame of a burning bush. When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight. As he went to take a closer look, the voice of the Lord called out to him, "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses shook with terror and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groans and have come down to rescue them. Now go, for I am sending you back to Egypt." So God sent back the same man his people had previously rejected when they demanded, "Who made you ruler and judge over us?" Through the angel who appeared to him in the burning bush, God sent Moses to be their ruler and savior. And by means of many wonders and miraculous signs, he led them out of Egypt through the Red Sea and through the wilderness for 40 years. Moses himself told the people of Israel, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people." Moses was with our ancestors, the assembly of God's people in the wilderness, when the angel spoke to him at Mount Sinai. And there Moses received life-giving words to pass on to us. But our ancestors refused to listen to Moses. They rejected him and wanted to return to Egypt. They told Aaron, "Make us some gods that can lead us, for we don't know what has become of this Moses who brought us out of Egypt." So they made an idol shaped like a calf, and they sacrificed it, and they celebrated over this thing they had made. Then God turned away from them and abandoned them to serve the stars of heaven as their gods. In the book of the prophets, it is written, "Was it to me you were bringing sacrifices and offerings during the 40 years in the wilderness, Israel? No, you carried your pagan gods, the shrine of Molech, the star of your god Rephan, and the images you made to worship them. So I will send you into exile as far away as Babylon." Our ancestors carried the tabernacle with them through the wilderness. It was constructed according to the plan God had shown to Moses. Years later, when Joshua led our ancestors in battle against the nation that God drove out of this land, the tabernacle was taken with them into their new territory. And it stayed there until the time of King David. David found favor with God and asked for a privilege of building the permanent temple for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who actually built it. However, the Most High doesn't live in temples made by human hands. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that?" asked the Lord. "Could you build me such a resting place? Didn't my hands make both heaven and earth?" You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hand of angels. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation, and they shook their fist at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The Jewish leaders are accusing Stephen of blasphemy, but in Stephen's address, he is pointing out the fact that the prophets of God have always been persecuted. Moses was persecuted, Joseph was persecuted, and in fact, Jesus, the just one, the long-awaited Messiah, was persecuted. He wasn't a blasphemer of God. On the contrary, they were blaspheming God because they were not keeping the law. And so Stephen, at the end, he packs a punch. He, and I think the New King James says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit." And then in contrast, he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looks up into heaven and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father, meaning that he was co-equal with the Father. This burnt them to the core as well when he says this. But Stephen knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Tomorrow we'll learn that Saul begins to persecute the church. You noticed his name was mentioned here. He's holding the coats of the people who are stoning Stephen for blasphemy. And it's interesting to think that this was the catalyst for the church spreading around the world. Okay, at the end of the podcast today, I have a special little treat for you from BBS. Some of our four-year-old friends singing with their instructor, Miss Sarah Rich. It was so precious. I wish you could have seen their faces, but I'm glad you can hear their voices teaching us the gospel. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We are challenged in it. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with the abundance of your Holy Spirit, that you would help us to be a people who do not turn away from you, but we turn toward you. We thank you, Lord, that we have visions of Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father in power, welcoming us when we come to that point where we're going to be with you. And we ask, Lord, on this resurrection day that you would help us to be a people of the resurrection, that the joy of the resurrection and the power of the resurrection and the hope of the resurrection would fill our hearts and our minds. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.